body, challenging my right to make my own choices about what I eat and drink and when. Ramadan binds Muslims into the community of the faithful in a very intimate way. Of course, there are Christians who fast regularly and many do in Lent, but it's usually a private matter, while the whole point about Ramadan is doing it together and supporting one another. During the evenings of Ramadan, mosques will be open for prayer and rest after the long day. And this reminds me that Muslim prayer involves a rhythm of movement, of standing and prostration. In church, I've noticed few people these days kneel to pray, even when kneelers are available. Instead, we sit more or less as we would in any public meeting. Of course, you can pray in any position, but the point of kneeling or prostrating yourself is to bring you nearer the ground and to induce a sense of humility before God. I find this powerful. I know of Church of England clergy living in areas with many Muslims who take part in the
railway services.
Solidarity. And in Egypt, where Christians are a minority, it's normal for them to prostrate themselves in prayer and take on long periods of fasting before major Christian feasts. So perhaps Ramadan invites Christians and other faith communities to take their ancient disciplines seriously and challenges our preference for our lives to be ruled by private whims and choices. I'm not convinced that our individualism always strengthens us or makes us happier. We all need community, even though we don't always know quite how to find it.
That was Thought for the Day with Angela Tilby. It's 13 minutes to 8.